This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've studied in recent visits what's involved in witnessing for Christ. This is not theoretical, it's practical. Just the other day, I was asked to meet with a woman in distress. Her mother had a stroke and was in failing health. Her husband had struggled with cancer for about 20 years. They have two young children. She feels torn in so many different directions and can't respond to everything in the way she would like. This frustration has caused her to be an emotional wreck. Within a few sentences, tears welled up in her eyes and she broke down. In her mind, her life is filled with fear and hopelessness. What do you tell someone like this? Does the gospel of Christ seem somewhat trite? Are we afraid to say that Jesus came to address such situations? Is he sufficient to handle someone in this state? Yes, of course he is, but he wants first of all to be that person's savior. The situation is not much different than that of the Philippian jailer in Acts 16. He was ready to commit suicide when Paul cried out from inside the prison that he and all the prisoners were still there. The jailer ran up to Paul, fell at his feet, and asked, "What do I need to do to have what you have? Peace in the face of almost unbearable circumstances." Paul's answer was direct and simple. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. That's it. The faith step of trusting in Christ Jesus is foundational. Once our relationship with Jesus Christ is established, he is with you as you face every challenge in your life. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, just send me an email to ludgoltz@aol.com.